We had you in Kigali, and then mm-hmm. you came to Arusha.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. in Arusha, what was your role? What was your job?
Basically, working in the courtrooms, you know, interpreting during the hearings and the court sessions, and continuing with translation as well. Now, we were working on the simultaneous mode
yes.
for French and English, and our colleagues with the King Aranda had to work on the consecutive mode. Because we have to understand that these are colleagues that were not trained to be a translator in the profession of translation and interpretation. They were, I don't know how they were selected, because I met them, you know, when I got to Kigali. So they had to sit by the witness, listen to what he had to say in King Aranda, give it back to us into French, and then we would be interpreting, you know, to the judges and the defense in English.
Did there come a time when the people who were working in the Rwanda language, or you gave training to people, or they were specially trained to become interpreters?
Then we were working on the consecutive mode,
mm-hmm.
and the presiding judge at the time was becoming a bit restless, because it was taking too much time. The witness would speak, you know, then it would have to be consecutively interpreted into English or French. It was taking so much time that, you know, he began to say these people needed some training. Not because they were not good interpreters. The problem is they had not had the proper training. So our chief, Joel Kenneth, had left and was replaced by a gentleman called Alassane Diatta from the UN, from the headquarters from New York. So he came, and then we started discussing how do we improve, you know, because many a time he had to be called, you know, in the courtroom. The judge was not happy because he was too slow. Something has to be done. Then he came up with the idea of training. So I happened to be a trainer, because I had been at the School of Translation and Interpretation in Buea. So he asked me if I could do the training. And at the time, he had brought on board a gentleman by the name of Method Saint-Abio, a Rwandese. A gentleman from Rwanda working into French from English. So he had the King Aranda language, so he was on board. So we started the training, myself. I was heading the training unit with a colleague that has been teaching in the School of Translation in Cameroon, in Buea, by the name of Oscar Tanifum and Method Saint-Abio. So the first trip we went to Kigali was myself, Christiane Morel, a lady from France, and John Shombusho, a gentleman from Rwanda, John Shombusho. We selected a few candidates. Then we started the training on the spot in Kigali. Then we tested them. We tested them not for them to come here and start working, but to come here to Arusha and be trained again. So we were working like from Monday to Friday, and Saturday and Sunday we'll do the training. So we trained these two people. So they were the first to go into the courtroom and work into the simultaneous mode. But there were only two of them, so they could only service one courtroom. And then we needed even a third one to be with them in court, because normally teams are, you know, each booth should have at least three people, not two, because the shift are 30 minutes each.
So they go 30 minutes each, and then they
and
rest.
Then they will rest, and somebody else takes over.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you're supposed to do two sessions, then you rest. Two sessions. One session is like from 9 to 12, and then the second session will start like from 2 to 5 or 3 to 6. Then the next morning you're supposed to rest.
And then you come the next
And then you come the next afternoon. So after mm-hmm. each two sessions, you rest mm-hmm. for one session. It's a UN rule for interpreters.
Is that true in both simultaneous and consecutive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So we had these two. Then when we brought them on board, we went back to Kigali again, tested some people, trained them. Then I believe, if my memory does not fail me, we managed to have about six of them this time. Now we brought them here. There's a room downstairs, the S355. It was basically, put in place for that training. Mm-hmm. Even right to this time, when they want to use that room, they ask for my permission. I mean, Justine, could we? I said, because we asked, for that room to do the training. So we trained them, and then we did four such training session. And now we have a team of 12, 13 Kinga Rwanda interpreters, translators. In between, we brought in a gentleman that used to be a lawyer in Rwanda by the name of Viateur Rwabukwizi. A second one called Mathias Ruzindana, a teacher in a university in Rwanda, who came and were doing translation and revising whatever these people were translating, because they had this legal background.